Over a month after returning from a vacation in Sri Lanka, I ran into a friend at a party. "You're in town?" she exclaimed in surprise. "I thought you were still roaming around Sri Lanka." I sheepishly admitted that I had returned long ago to the humdrum reality of Kolkata. It was only my Instagram feed that was still stuck in Sri Lanka, posting pictures of sunsets over Sigiriya Rock, colourful sambals, and adorable baby elephants. I could pretend this was just about savouring a holiday long after it was over. But in reality, this was also about social media anxiety, the self-imposed pressure to keep my Instagram feed colourful and happening. A vacation these days is only as good as its social media feed. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Once vacations were a black box we disappeared into. We sent picture postcards, which usually reached long after we returned. Sometimes the photographs taken on film on a real camera came out overexposed, entire holidays lost in a blaze of white. Now, holidays unfold in real time, appreciated and liked instantaneously by far-flung friends and family. And yes, envied by them. Don't lie. That's why you posted that selfie from your business class seat on your transatlantic flight and from inside that platinum lounge at the airport. We have learned to turn our vacations into a parade of non-stop fabulousness. And if it looks anything less than spectacular, there's always a filter to fix that, to make that sunset a little more fiery and that gourmet meal a little more eye-poppingly yummy. That's not to deny social media can be a boon. A friend can see your picture on a street in Hoi An and tell you where to get the world's best banh mi sandwich. A cousin also passing through Goa at the same time as you can meet up for an impromptu cocktail. But somewhere along the way, travel is becoming consumed by its own hashtags. In quaint Fort Gaul in Sri Lanka, I spotted Chinese tourists in local saris and gauzy dresses posing like supermodels in front of every landmark, every ocean viewpoint, every old church, while their husbands, laden with expensive cameras, took countless photographs. The women looked at the camera, the men looked at the women. The 17th century fort was just a backdrop. Everything becomes fodder for a social media moment, even an active volcano. A woman in a skimpy bathing suit stands on the edge of an infinity pool, gazing at Mount Agung in Bali, spewing out plumes of smoke, a natural disaster put to use as a backdrop for a sexy Instagram photoshoot, a bonfire of vanities. Of course, there's no turning back the clock. Only Luddites would want to do so. I don't want to hold negatives up to the light and peer at them to document my travels. But I'm learning once again to look at the world through my own eyes rather than through an iPad. On a trip to Cambodia, we decided to append our itinerary and turn 3 days in Siem Reap into a week. We ventured far beyond Angkor Wat to other temples tucked away into the countryside, ruins lost in the jungle. No one would be interested in all those images of lost temples. But as we tuk-tuked past paddy fields, a different country opened up to us, with forlorn, empty temples abandoned to monkeys and monitor lizards, and roadside lunch places unmarked by TripAdvisor reviews. But the moment I will always remember is on an assignment in the temple towns of Maharashtra in India. In Tuljapur, home to the goddess Bhavani, a young priest invited me to come back at night. It would be a full moon night and the goddess would venture out in her palanquin. Cameras were not allowed, but we smuggled ours in anyway, for this was a not-to-be-missed opportunity. It was a rain-washed night with lightning flashing dramatically in the dark sky as thunder rumbled across the plains. At 10, the goddess appeared with her tiger mount. The drums started to beat, the cymbals clanged, and with a great roar, we started walking around the rain-washed courtyard, while ecstatic crowds jostled for her blessing through the incense smoke. I had never imagined in all my life I would ever end up as a palanquin bearer to the gods. Nothing remains to document that night. We did not take any pictures. The contraband camera stayed in its case. In social media terms, it was a wasted evening, a washout. But I experienced it with every pore of my being. I learned that for something to be memorable, you do not always need a memory stick. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.